Well, good morning. I am very excited to be here and talk with you about the work that we've been engaged in for the last 5 years in our Practices to Reduce Infant Mortality Through Equity Initiative, or PRIME. I do not have any relationships to disclose. And during this presentation, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about the context that we were experiencing in Michigan in terms of the infant mortality rates that we had and some of the things that were positive and helped with the goals of PRIME. Also give an overview of PRIME and our intervention design that we've developed over the last, or the first 4 years, I should say, in the initiative. And then finally, talking about some of our lessons learned and how we really went about trying to change our culture in our organization to include a focus on health equity and how we integrate that into everything we do, our policies, our practices, our procedures. So in Michigan, we experience infant mortality rates that's very similar to many states across the country. We consistently, our state average was higher than our national average. We had disparities in our rates. And in this chart, you can see that we've made progress since 1970 in terms of reducing the rate among the African-American population and also our white population. However, we have not made progress in reducing that gap. So that's what we wanted to really look at and address. And as you can see with the green line there, since 1970, that gap has actually increased. So our question was why, and we wanted to look at outside of individual factors and look at some population factors to answer that question. Soon after we started our PRIME initiative, we elected a new governor in Michigan. Governor Snyder had infant mortality as one of the priorities for the state. We had a summit, we convened people, looked at strategies. We had identified 8 strategies to address our infant mortality rates. The 8th strategy was to weave the social determinants of health into all of the other strategies. I am happy to say that now we've revisited that and really know that infant mortality is an important health indicator for the community and wanted to look at addressing health equity, social determinants of health, and eliminate the disparities as the forefront of our plan and not as a last strategy in our plan. Another thing that was positive for us in Michigan is our Public Health Act 653. Our legislator charged our department with developing a structure to address racial and ethnic disparities. And within our department, our Health Disparities Reduction Minority Health section has the lead in that. They report to our legislator every year on how we're doing. And initially, they developed this health equity roadmap. They went and convened, talked with people all across our state to really see, well, what's our strategy for implementing a framework for health equity within our department. So it was very complementary to the goals that we had in PRIME. This is a slide that was introduced to us by a couple of faculty, at least in PRIME, that out of University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Many of you maybe have seen a different version of this slide, but it really helped when we were trying to introduce our staff to the concept of equity and actually seeing how it differs from equality. So if we look at this slide, we could say that the goal here is for, I'll say, the 3 boys to see over the fence to view the game. So when we're thinking about equality, we're thinking about inputs, but when we're thinking about equity, we're actually thinking about the outputs. How do we get to that goal? And here you could see, in terms of equality, giving everyone the same thing or the same exact program may not get you to that outcome that you're looking for. In the other box, in terms of equity, you could see that sometimes you may have a different approach or a need for, say, a population looking at historical things, look at systemic issues in terms of getting them to the outcomes. I will say that I had a few staff, after they participated in trainings, 3 half-day trainings, come up to me and say, why didn't you just show the slide? You could have just showed me the slide and I would have understood what you meant with equity, but you put us through these 3 days of training. So in PRIME is a Kellogg-funded initiative, and the main goal is to create a training and practice model that promotes health equity. Again, as I stated before, incorporating that in our maternal child health programs and our policies and our resource distribution, just really into our day-to-day work. And we've decided to focus on improving our health outcomes, birth outcomes in the African American community and the Native American community because of the disparate race that we have in Michigan and in, I know in many places throughout the state. Our Native American and African American babies are dying at 2 to 3 times that of our white babies in Michigan. And in some of our local communities, those gaps, disparities are even higher, 4 to 5 times the rate. We develop a structure in PRIME. We have our PRIME steering team where we have our MCH director. We have the directors in the different divisions within our bureau. We have our close partners in health disparities reduction, minority health, our life course epidemiology and the genomics division. We also had outside partners, our evaluators at the University of Michigan, someone that we call our subject matter expert at Vanderbilt University, a couple of local health departments, our Intertribal Council of Michigan, our Michigan Public Health Institute. So we were not in this work alone. We had a lot of people helping us. In our local learning collaborative, we actually invited all of our Healthy Start projects, some community-based organizations and local health departments to participate in this collaborative based on their experience of already looking at social determinants of health in their community and talking about things like institutional racism. So we wanted to learn from them, share their best practices, and share their best practices across the state. And we have some other work groups that we form. So this is the intervention design in PRIME. It starts with an organizational assessment, really looking at the division level, so trying to identify strengths and areas for growth in terms of building our staff capacity around addressing ethnic and racial disparities, looking at those results to see how it may inform the type of training we expose our staff to. And also we look at it as a measure of seeing how we're doing over time in terms of changing the culture within our organization. Providing our staff with workshops to really look at the concepts of equity, understand the concepts of equity. And then the part that was innovative in PRIME was the development of what we called our Health Equity Learning Labs, where staff will actually develop equity action plans. So after attending workshops, many of our staff will say, well, what do you want us to do differently? How do we incorporate this in our work? And that's what we develop in having staff go through the Health Equity Learning Labs. And I'll describe each one of the areas, the components. So our organizational assessment, these are some of the competency areas that we looked at in the assessment. It was an online assessment that took staff about 15 to 20 minutes to finish. So we're asking them about whether or not there is a priority in their division to reduce racial health disparities. Where do they go for their information? Are they aware of the cultural practices for Native Americans and African Americans? Are they engaged in that community? These are some of the workshops we expose our staff to. Undoing Racism is facilitated by the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond. It's a workshop that really looks at the whole construct of race to mean something in this country. It looks at what racism is, how it functions in our organizations. Our Health Equity and Social Justice workshop, we were very fortunate to have local expertise at our Ingham County Health Department and our Michigan Public Health Institute, where we looked at having dialogue and not debate around some of these complex and sensitive issues, and also looking at what are the root causes to the health inequities that we see. So looking at forms of oppression, racism, classism, sexism, and how that plays a role in the inequities that we see. Our Native American History, Culture, and Core Values workshop, we engaged with our Intertribal Council of Michigan and asked them to develop this workshop for us. On that organizational assessment, many of our staff stated that they were not aware of the cultural practices of Native Americans. So they talked with us about historical trauma and what that impact still has on the community today. For all of our workshops, we've had pre- and post-test assessments where we're looking at increases in staff competencies. And here are a few for undoing racism: understanding racial prejudice, explaining racial privilege and power, defining institutional culture and internalized racism. There were 11 competencies, and there were statistically significant improvements in 10 of those. And 74% of our staff stated that they would recommend this workshop to a colleague without any reservation. Our health equity and social justice workshop, these are a few of the competencies, looking at the root causes to health inequity, what's the difference between health disparities and health inequity, looking at the four levels of oppression and change, so looking at individual, interpersonal, institutional, and cultural levels. And for this one, there was 9 competencies. There were statistically significant improvements in all 9 of those. And in this workshop, we also measured increases in knowledge. And there were 12 questions, and there were statistically significant increases in all 12 of them. And in this one also, 74% of our staff stated that they would recommend this workshop to a colleague without any reservation. Our Native American History, Culture, and Core Values workshop really looked at when staff finished, they had improvements in all 5 of the self-rated competencies. These are 2 of them, explaining tribal sovereignty and defining historical trauma. And in this workshop, 100% of our staff stated that they would recommend it to a colleague without any reservations. So the innovative part, the new part in PRIME, was developing the Learning Lab series. Our initial pilot of the series was done facilitated with a couple of faculty at the University of North Carolina out of Chapel Hill. It was a pilot with our WIC staff. We learned from that pilot, and then again, we were fortunate to have local expertise. We went to that local expertise to help us develop this version of the Learning Labs that you will see here. There are 5 sessions with a total of 16 hours. The sessions are 2 to 3 weeks in between the sessions. So staff come initially, they review concepts that they've learned in the Health Equity and Social Justice Workshop, form some national teams. They engage in a health equity assessment that look at 16 practices in our public health realm. And really they're trying to identify on a continuum, are you more in line with incorporating equity or are you not? And this is really an opportunity to identify areas for change in a practice and a behavior. And then we have them analyze some scenarios, and they're really real scenarios that they see in their day-to-day work on opportunities to improve health equity. And so based on the analysis of those scenarios and the results of this assessment, they identify ideals for improving equity within their work. They develop action plans, they share those plans with their colleagues inside and outside of their division, and they develop measures for success at 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. These are a couple of examples from the 3 divisions that have gone through the Health Equity Learning Labs. The first is one from our WIC staff. This is 1 of 4 plans that they had, but it was to pilot and evaluate having WIC services at a Native American organization. So taking the service to the organization, Native American organization, versus having them come to our facilities. This sounds easy, but staff stated that it would not have happened if they did not have the connection with the Intertribal Council staff and they're going through the Health Equity Learning Labs with them. We have a great pilot now, not that it didn't have some initial, I don't want to say struggles, but things that just needed to be addressed to make sure they had enough staff in the clinic to actually say that there should be a clinic. I hear, understand that there are 2 clinics now, so they're doing well in that pilot. For our Children's Special Healthcare Services, this is 1 of 5 plans that they ended with, and we're really interested in seeing the process that they come up with in terms of building an inclusive and equitable advisory committee in terms of the type of diagnoses, in terms of geographic location, race, ethnicity. I know that that's something that many programs are struggling with. And then finally, our chronic disease staff finished the learning labs last week, and they really want to get some data around asthma in Detroit in the hands of some people who really will move and have action around advocating for improved conditions in Detroit. These are some of the policy changes that we've engaged in. Can't tell you how excited we are about our decision to have a standalone Native American PRAMS, pregnancy risk assessment and monitoring system. In our normal PRAMS that we conduct every year, we never have a large enough sample size to tell us anything about the population, which is pretty unacceptable, seeing that that's one of the populations that has the highest disparate rates in our community. So we engaged with the Intertribal Council of Michigan, and really it was a thoughtful process in how we go about informing the community about the survey and how we even went about looking at who to survey. So instead of just looking at moms who are Native American, we looked at any indication on the birth records of mom or dad being Native American, improved our sample size, and we were very happy with our 50% response rate. Home visiting, we have contractual agreements now with some home visiting programs where we're requiring them to use an analysis that really looks at their community and where they're experiencing excess deaths, and they have to use that data to inform their outreach efforts. Again, that sounds very simple. We had pushback. We had legal involved in terms of if it was a discriminatory practice. So something that we're working with and learning from that policy change. Our health equity status report is really a way of us monitoring our ability to improve equity in our state. So we wanted to look at, well, what are the conditions that our moms and babies are living in Michigan? And we're hoping that as we measure these social, economic, and environmental factors, when we see improvement in those factors, we will see reductions in reduction in our infant mortality rate. Some initial practice changes. So in terms of institutionalization, we're really looking to replicate this intervention design throughout our department. Right now, we have four divisions that have gone through the process. For financing, initially, all of our financing was from Kellogg, but I'm happy to say that our department for the last 3 years has supported my role in the project. Also, initially, our PRAMS assessment was funded out of Kellogg. The second year of data collection is now funded through our department, and we have a commitment to continue to do that. We have a lot of staff, I'm going to say in-kind support from all of those areas I mentioned working on the project. Starting to change some of our HR practices, including questions around health equity in the interview process, and some of our managers are also looking at some performance objectives around health equity. Once our staff went through the workshops, they found the need to have that information given to the local providers, so that's something that they've advocated for. And I'll quickly mention the quality improvement team that we're involved in. It has our WIC and Children's Special Healthcare Services staff involved, where we went back after they completed the learning labs, the health equity learning lab, to ask them why some of their plans were not fully implemented. Some were doing well, some were not. We found with assessing the staff that after the process of the health equity learning labs, they did not see an organized effort after that. So it was like they went through it, they had a plan, some moved with that plan, and some did not. So we've learned from that, and now after the staff go through the health equity learning labs, we're coming back to engage with them at 3, 6, 9, and 12 months to really try to build some champions around it, the issue, and also to identify what the ongoing technical assistance needs are for staff. Several lessons learned. I'll try to highlight a few. Talked a little bit about context, and really we had a visionary leader in Michigan, our prior MCH director, to go after and seek this funding from Kellogg. Kellogg also challenged us to do something different. Say, outside of looking at preconception, inconception, interconception health, they said, look at your practices. So that was a challenge for us. And I talked a lot about departmental connections and allies inside and outside that were just, it's a part of what how we function in Prime. And identifying and having leadership in terms of the day-to-day operations, but also identifying staff within the department who can become champions around this work. We really believe that if you provide staff with the skills, with the process, with the time, with the encouragement, that they will incorporate equity into their practices. And there's several things to look out for. One is this takes time. This is generational work. We have said many times we were building a bridge as we were crossing it. So that's a factor. Also, these are sensitive, complex issues that we're talking about. Our leadership really needed to be aware that sometimes there are emotional responses and how to address those responses. Again, we were fortunate that we had local leadership to let us know that that was expected as a part of the process and how to deal with that. Building open communication to have these discussions. Really using data to inform what we were doing in the work, but several things to look out for. When we started Prime, our governor had a dashboard in terms of the focus on infant mortality. We were excited after a couple of years, maybe a year, to where we actually got looking at disparities on that dashboard. And then last year, we were excited when one administration within the department added promoting health equity in their vision. And just this year, two major departments combined, our Michigan Department of Community Health and our Department of Health and Human Services, into one department. And we're thrilled to see that promoting health equity is a vision for our entire department now. You can get all the information that I discussed in our guide that we released this year, our guide for public health professionals. Want to acknowledge just everyone, different organizations and staff that played an important role in developing our intervention design. And I just want to thank you. I know we'll take questions at the end. I have my contact information and invite you all to visit our website. Thank you.